Coronavirus Cutbacks, and Why Planned Parenthood Closing Clinics, Staff Layoffs. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 9, 2020. Planned Parenthood of Greater New York, PNY, is closing a dozen of its clinics and laying off staff during the coronavirus pandemic. All services will be virtual, except for abortion services and select in-person visits, the organization states on its website. Staffing is expected to be reduced by about 28%, states a report at the Times Union, either through permanent layoffs or furloughs and reduced staff hours. In a statement to the Times Union, Planned Parenthood Greater New York spokeswoman Jacqueline Marrero said a total of 135 staff members were laid off. 111 were furloughed and 35 were given reduced hours. Reductions were not specific to any one location and impacted all departments, she said. The goal, she said, is to bring back furloughed staff once the organization stabilizes. The result of the closures will end surgical abortions in some areas, including Rome and Oneida in central New York State. Our concern is that there was no effort to keep offices open, even 1 or 2 days per week, in those communities, said an anonymous staff member, according to the report. A letter from PNY President Laura McQuay to staff, obtained by the Times Union, said, "Despite our best effort, this pandemic has put an incredible strain on our resources, and unfortunately, though not unexpectedly, the financial effects of this crisis are significant. Sadly, these losses will be catastrophic for PNY if we do not take steps now to reduce the financial impact on our organization." The report noted tension between PNY and 1,199 SEIU that represents some of the staff, indicating the union had recommended some alternative cost-cutting proposals in order to avoid layoffs. The union reportedly said the Planned Parenthood affiliate decimated whole departments and programs with its layoffs and furloughs. "We have been repeatedly rebuffed in our attempts to save money in order to save our colleagues' jobs," the union's bargaining committee wrote to PNY. "Your unwillingness to consider our cost-cutting proposals indicates that you are less concerned with the current economic realities associated with the coronavirus pandemic and more committed to eliminating staff." The abortion chain's Greater New York affiliate formed in January, merging 5 Planned Parenthood affiliates. On April 1, PNY announced it was launching a telehealth service to allow individuals access to birth control, emergency contraception, transgender hormones, and sexually transmitted infection, STI, treatments through video conferencing. "Even in uncertain times like this, we know that people's sexual and reproductive health care can't wait," McQuaid said in a statement, adding, "Like everyone else in the nation, it is crucial that Planned Parenthood of Greater New York tackle challenges brought by the coronavirus with innovative solutions that protect and benefit our patients, staff, and communities." Planned Parenthood of Greater New York is continuing to show up for our communities by launching telehealth services and providing essential abortion care. According to the Times Union, Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood CEO Shelley Hegan said her organization has been struggling due to the cancellation of non-essential appointments and lower rates of insurance reimbursement for telehealth services.